Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We believe God for every little thing. I know it seems small, but, you know, every week I believe God for a tank of gas. Of course, nowadays that's bigger than it used to be. But I used my faith, and there were times when I didn't eat lunch, and it wasn't because I was trying to be spiritual and fast. It was just a choice. But don't even begin to feel sorry for me, because I was learning how to use my faith. Did you hear me now? And I learned how to believe God for a $50 pair of shoes. That was a big deal with me one year. I'm telling you, I stood for months on that. And somebody sent me $50 for a pair of shoes. And then the Lord told me to sow it to somebody else. But see, I'm being trained. He's training me how to be led by the Spirit. How to believe. Wasn't long after that, I had several new pair of shoes. See what I'm saying? For the rent. Then we believed God. We were in faith for what, a year or two? To get an apartment that was not in the rough part of town. We had a great victory when we got to move. You know, no shooting in the streets. It's quiet over here. Glory to God. Had a washer and a dryer downstairs. Didn't have to go to the wash house. But now see, we weren't trying to believe for a multi-million dollar house. We knew God could do it. We knew it was His will. But how do we receive? According to our... And where were we at? We were at better apartment faith. And then we believed God for a better apartment. And then we believed God for a rent house. Oh, had our own garage. And enjoying every step of the way. Do you see what I'm talking about? But some of the same people that started out with us, they were too advanced from us. They couldn't be bothered with believing for little stuff like that. They're believing for money to finance the whole body of Christ. Right. And they're still broke. Because they're chasing fantasies. Right. And their eyes are in the ends of the world. Right. And they're not tilling the land that's at their hand. Do you see this? Yes. And then we believe God for our own house. And then a better one. I remember the first car we believed for. We didn't have new car faith. Are you kidding? No. We believed God for a good car. That was our faith. A good one that ran. That's what we're talking about. One that would get you there and back. And the heater worked. Yes. Whew. And we got it. 88 Oldsmobile. It's back when a car was a car, brother. And then we got a better used car, a Toronado, two-tone paint. And just kept stepping up and kept stepping up. But we're talking about decades. Everybody say decades.
Decades.
If you don't start where you are, you stay where you are. And you can't act too proud. Oh, I believe God for a tank of gas. I've been saved 40 years. Well, what have you believed for? Well, I'm not messing with all that little stuff. I'm believing to finance half the body. No, you're not. You're fantasizing. You're following vanities. You're full of talk, not faith. Right? Because years go by and years go by and you're not faithful. You don't plug in. You're not sowing your seed because you got this big, huge deal about to break. And it didn't break, and next year, and next year, and next year. You're not accountable for what you don't have. It's what you have. What you have. Go to 2 Corinthians. We'll close with this, I think. Tell me, the wise man's eyes are in his head. He tills his land. He does what's at his hand. He sows his dollar. And he's happy about it. He believes God for his new pants on sale. And he shouts about it. Turns his testimony in. Right? But the thing is, you keep doing this every day, every week, every day, every week. We used to be given $5. Now it's scores of thousands at a time. Well, you just keep building. Just keep increasing. But if you don't start where you are, you stay where you are and regress. 2 Corinthians, 8th chapter, verse 9, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Did he do it? Then are you? Yes. He says, herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you who have begun before not only to do, but to be forward a year ago. Now perform the doing of it. Do what? He said, you've been talking about it. If you read this whole chapter, you'll see they were talking and talking and talking, and other people got stirred up from them talking and had already sent offerings, and they hadn't sent theirs yet. He said, no, you've been talking and that's good, but now do it. Do it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance. Also, out of what you're believing for? Out of what you have. Here and now. For if there be first a willing mind, it's accepted. See, this goes right along with purpose and in your heart. It's accepted according to what? To that a man has, not according to that he has not. It's what you have. I said, it's what you have. It's the light you have right now. Walk in it. It's the faith you have right now. Use it. It's the seed you have right now. Sow it. It's the light you obey and do what you know to do. No vain fantasies. No chasing worthless pursuits. And as you grow and develop, this will happen in you as it's happened in us. It took a while. God gave us an education through a lot of different ways. But now, used to, I didn't know people would start talking big stuff, and I'd go, yeah! Couldn't see through it. Now I believe God can do things beyond what you and I have even thought about. But we developed where we can discern what is faith and what's just talk. Right? What is faith and what is fantasy. And there's a lot of con men and women that have thought the church an easy mark. Because we train ourselves night and day to believe. Not having to see. We're believers. Well, God can do this, and we believe, yeah, he can do it. And that's good. Well, then trust me. Whoa. Faith in God is one thing. Faith in you, an entirely different thing. We're to trust God without question. You are another thing. We're not supposed to just trust each other blindly and follow each other blindly. Why? That'd be me following you. You following me. We're supposed to follow the Lord. And if you go along with me, if I jump up here and I say, here, let's go do this. Let's believe for this. You should follow because you discern the Lord's in it. Did you hear me? You're not just following me. That way, if I were to get off, then you don't follow. Or anybody else. Because men are men. Women are women. They can miss it. And as you grow, you develop discernment and taste. And you can tell where somebody's giving you a snow job, or whether they're talking a bunch of stuff and fantasy stuff. They're just, you know, in la-la land with what they're talking about. They go, we're going to believe this, or we're going to do that. We're going to do the other. You know God can do these big things, but are they believing for? Well, look at their life. What have they believed for? What have they already done? Like Brother Hagin said, a fellow come in one time and he announced to this, he's stranger to everybody. Nobody's even seen this guy. And he walks into this well-founded, established church and pops up and tells this pastor, he said, now I'm a prophet and an apostle and God sent me here and you're supposed to submit to me. Well, God used this man to found this church and pastored and, you know, it's grown up and developed. Here comes this stranger. And so he asked the question, what have you built? How many churches have you built? What have you started? And Brother Hagin said, the fellow hadn't even built a chicken coop. Just because somebody writes a big book and it's four color and hard bound and they got initials on the end of their name, what does that mean? You should ask the question, what have these people done? What have they believed for? What have they built? How have they been used to advance the kingdom of God? Oh, well, they're educated and it's in the book. Well, so what? Anybody can write a book. Folk teaching about, you know, their finances. Well, how's your finances? If it was going to work for me, it should work for already work for you. There should be fruit. It's accepted according to what a man has, not what he doesn't have. Can you say amen? Glory to God. I think I got one more. Hebrews. Can you take another one? Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 6. Well, we did get it out. I don't know if everybody's happy about it or not. I'm happy we got it out. Glory to God. Did you get the discernment part? The taste part? Some things look the same. They sound the same to the undeveloped eye and ear. But for those with discernment, you tell they're not the same at all. There's a world of difference. There's some people, they come telling me about some great big deal and, you know, we're going to have $10 billion to put in the church next month. You know, it's like somebody saying, twinkle, twinkle, little star. There's other people, if they told me that, did you hear me? I start looking for it. Are you with me? Now you understand what I'm saying? Because some people have faith. And some people have believed their way up through these levels to where they're believing for things like that now. And others are just fantasizing. And never even started where they are.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning the Good, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1602N. That's R-1602N, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith, be to God. Faith, God.